Magandang Beeson Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have some balita along with some news from the Philippines, along with some news coming out of Wisconsin. And tonight, we're going to highlight music from Filipinas that have some connection to the University of California at Berkeley. But in regards to our first and only committee announcement of the evening, this comes from the Culture Society of Filipino Americans. On September 9th, the CSFA's annual election will be taking place at the Burnsville Warehouse, which is also the warehouse of Arrow Assembly, which is the family-run business of the Winnick family. And the CSFA is currently led by President Tony Winnick, who, for our longtime listeners will remember, was the co-host of the Filipino American National News in the late 90s, going into the 2000s, in the CSFA, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans. The main board of officers have a one-year term, so the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, public relations officer have a one-year term, and I believe the board of directors have a two-year term. But as noted on their social medias, join the CSFA for its annual election and help choose the next group of CSA leaders. The event will be held on September the 10th. Looks like maybe a little error here. We'll get some clarification on it. At the CSFA warehouse in Burnsville, Minnesota, the election will be potluck, so please join us to bring a dish to share. Masks are optional but recommended. Make sure to check out Facebook events. We hope to see you there. And that's located at 12100 12th Avenue South, Suite B in Burnsville, Minnesota. For information in regards to that, you can head over to www.csfamn.org. Or if you are on social media, you can find that on their Facebook. But right now, we're going to head over to abcnews.go.com. All 85 passengers and crew of an inter-island ferry that caught fire near its port destination in south of Manila have been safely rescued, and a search effort has been terminated, Philippines officials said Saturday. The last two passengers unaccounted for on the MV Asia Philippines, which was carrying 47 passengers and 38 crew members, turned out to have taken a different ferry. They were earlier believed to be on board the cargo and passenger vessel that was hit by fire on Friday as it approached a port in Batangas province, Coast Guard officials said. The ferry, which came from Caplan City in Oriental Mindoro province, was more than a kilometer, about a mile away from Batangas port, when the smoke emerged from the second deck, followed by flames, forcing many passengers to jump into the water in panic. According to one of the rescue passengers, they were plucked from the water by Coast Guard personnel nearby bangkas and tugboats. A ship also helped the Coast Guard extinguish the fire on the ferry, which was later towed to an anchorage area as investigation into the cause of the fire began. The Coast Guard said inspectors reported that 16 vehicles carried on the ferry were not damaged. The ferry, proximity to the port, allowed the rapid rescue of all the victims, one of whom was brought to hospital with injuries, officials said. Sea accidents are common in the Philippine archipelago because of the frequent storms, badly maintained boats, overcrowded and spotty enforcement of safety regulations, especially in remote provinces. In December 1987, the ferry Donabas sank after colliding with a fuel tanker, killing more than 4,300 people in the world's worst peacetime maritime disaster. And once again, that was from the abcnews.go.com. And for our first song selection of the evening, it is from a local artist by the name of Maya Hernandez, who recently released her EP, Letters from the Hill. Maya is now an incoming freshman at the University of California at Berkeley. And the name of this track from her EP is entitled Summer Days.
Okay. Stars bright in the sky after a long night. Feet are tired from running, but it feels right. Ice cream on church steps in the summer's day.
Once again, that was Maya Hernandez from her debut EP, Summer's Day. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at 90.3 FM. Also can be heard on the web at www.kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And if you like listening on your phone, you can also listen to us via the Google Play and Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. But for right now, we're going to head over to our second article of the evening, and this comes from the Manila Bulletin. The Philippine Embassy in Argentina participated in this year's Dia del Patrono, Day of the Sponsor, at the Escuela No. 13, Distro Escolar 20, Republica de Filipinas, in the district of Matareros, City of Buenos Aires. Estudiar para ser libre, studying to be free, was the theme of this year. Students read several presentations, workshops, and game highlights, highlighting the similarities between the Philippine and Argentine culture and history. Carried into the venue as part of the program's opening ceremonies were the flag of two countries, followed immediately with the dramatic flair by singing of the national anthems. Sixth grade students dancing the tininkling, after which a demonstration of the Filipino martial arts Arnis by local martial artist Cobatan Argentina took place. To cap the events, first graders performed a rendition of the Filipino nursery rhyme Pa Tuhod Balikat Ulo, head, shoulder, knees, and toes. Anasarias also led a discussion of the Filipino as shared by the history shared by the Filipinos and the Argentines, despite the distance between them, tracing connections through the family of Argentine liberator General José de San Martín. Charges de Affairs Jason Jovencio Anasarias of the Philippine Embassy in Buenos Aires shared the reason the Argentine school was named after the Philippines was to celebrate the establishment of a bilateral relation between the two countries in August 1948. Both are looking forward to the 75th year of diplomatic ties in 2023. Anasarias also led a discussion of the history shared by the Filipinos and the Argentines despite the distance between them, tracing connections through the family of Argentine liberator General José de Martín, whose older brother, Colonel Juan Fermín Rafael de San Martín, settled down in the Philippines, commanding the Luzon Hussars. And right now we're going to head over to another article of the evening, and this comes from the Enterprise Press, otherwise at www.hngnews.com. According to the United Nations estimates, between 20 to 40 million people are enslaved internationally, and the United States is one of the largest consumers. In Wisconsin, two nonprofit organizations are working to increase awareness of trafficking while helping survivors recover and preventing exploitation of others. Regeneration International Incorporated and Global One Inspiration are working together, with members speaking to local schools and organizations and raising funds for shelters in place like the Philippines, where human trafficking is not uncommon. That's where Regeneration International has built a shelter in Laguna for boys, providing support need to help the victims feel more like survivors. As Jeanette Jordé, the CEO and founder of Global One Inspiration, said, she saw firsthand where she visited when she visited in May. Jordy, who lives in the town of Westport, described one 17-year-old boy who entered the shelter unable to read or write. The boy was abused by his family since the age of 7 or 8, and Jordy said she could see the negativity in his face. Since he's learned to read, and with the help of those at the shelter, he's regained his sense of self, she said, and is smiling again. Jordy wants other kids to know about the human trafficking, and she spoke to Allison Schaefer, health education class at Wanakee High School. Now retired from the Wanakee School District, Schaefer served as the Global One Inspiration Board of Directors. Human trafficking will also be featured in one of Schaefer's upcoming educational Beyond the Classroom podcasts. One of the populations most vulnerable to human trafficking are the ages 11 to 14 years old, particularly those who live in poverty or with mental health challenges, disabilities, or drug addictions are at risk, Schaefer said. But she added that no one is completely immune, citing Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's victims. She would look for college kids that needed help or look in the vulnerable areas of Florida and find kids, Schaefer said. Jordy noted that the Philippines, where poverty is prevalent, parents can resort to selling their minor children. One Canadian sold 8-month-old babies online, she said. I hear the stories and they touch my soul because I am from the Philippines, she said. Human trafficking also involves slavery, with young children exploited for labor. Charisse Stauffacher, an American and graduate of UW-Madison with Regeneration National, works with the survivors at the shelter in the Philippines. She requested that Jordy speak with the human trafficking, and as Jordy researched the issue, her passion was ignited. I did not realize that human trafficking was so prevalent in the Philippines. I was crying, Jordy said. I could not imagine the Philippines to be that bad. She then founded Global One Inspiration. I think it's good. I am surrounded by smart and kind, humble women, she said. And Regeneration is run by women. They are American, African, and Filipino. Schaefer and Global One Inspiration is taking information from survivors to help share those stories in an effort to increase the awareness. The number one in the organization named is intended to stress that all the affected, regardless of race and religion. Jordy has spoken to classrooms about trafficking for sex labor as child soldiers for organ harvesting. Schaefer says she also talks about the sign of someone who has been trafficked, such as an avoidance of eye contact and disheveled appearance. I think it's more powerful when I talk to people because I am from the Philippines, Jordy said. While trafficking is somewhat more ordinary there, families are not proud of what those impoverished conditions sometimes force them to do to survive, she said. One sacrifice can save the rest of a family. Global One Inspiration is fairly new, and its achievements achieved its nonprofit status 6 months ago, and the organization is trying to raise funds to educate others. Currently, Regeneration National is planning to build a second shelter for girls. And right now, we are going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from the group Pinay. That is a four-person quartet when their first CD, Inevitable, came out. And then when their second CD, What Now, came out, they were a trio. And then eventually they reunited later on. But our last song that we'll play for the evening, one of the original members, Jocelyn Rodriguez, gained some fame in the mid-2000s with her songs A Little Bit of Ecstasy and Do You Miss Me, which we'll play later on. But right now, we are going to play Pinay's song, Share My World.
Leave.
With Share My World. And we do have some time for one last article. And this comes from our friends from Winnipeg, from the beta.ctvnews.ca. A Winnipeg Filipino basketball program is working to become the best Filipino basketball team in the world. The under-18 NBTC team recently competed at the Canada Regional Tournament in July in Ontario, representing Winnipeg. The tournament aims to showcase the top Filipino teams in the country. They entered the tournament as the underdogs, which teams from larger cities like Toronto and Vancouver are expected to claim the top spots. 8 teams competed, with the top 2 teams vying for a spot at the Global Games in the Philippines in 2023. Winnipeg was also able to beat the likes of Vancouver and Toronto en route to being crowned national champions. We are all hyped. We are all ecstatic. Just knowing that we are going to the Philippines, it was a thrill, said Marco Goring, a guard on the team. It's really big for a Filipino community, especially for the kids that are younger. They can look up to us, do the same thing, follow our footsteps, win on a big stage like this. We love the game so much. It's in our blood, said Manny Aranes, the Philippine commissioner of the Philippine Basketball Association. Even going back to when I started playing basketball in the early 60s, I came over here to Canada and started playing basketball. Basketball has always been in my mind. Not that they are considered the best Filipino team in Canada, the team is preparing for the next challenge as the Global Games in the Philippines next year. I've seen the competition. They are really tough. They are more aggressive, bigger, stronger. To go to the next level, for us, we need to be better, said Lawrence Dela Cruz, another guard on the team. Playing overseas, really, it's kind of making a name for Winnipeg. We're not just a small prairie city in the country. We can compete, said Goring. But for now, they're enjoying their precedent-setting success before making the trip overseas. And the NBTC, the National Basketball Training Center, is something that a former guest of our show, that we had on show, Alex Compton, helped start out there in the Philippines. The likes of Jalen Green, Kehi Clark, Kai Soto have participated in that tournament. And one of the programs that is part of this team going out there is the Manitoba Magic, that some of you might be familiar with some of their players. A.J. Monton, who was part of Team Towa, that participated in the FMA basketball tournament for about 3 years or so and won 2 of the FMA basketball championship, is a coach in that program. I know that Manitoba Magic is trying to make some inroads here in the U.S. to provide some more tournaments for some of their athletes to participate outside of Canada as well, because I believe it's even more closer for Winnipeg to compete with the likes of Minnesota, even Wisconsin, than it is to even drive up to these other provinces of Canada. But for right now, we are going to end the show with Jocelyn Enriquez with her song, Do You Miss Me? Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Supported by the Science Museum of Minnesota, wrapping up a summer of outer space adventures. As summer draws to a close, guests can experience the science of space right in St. Paul on the planet Earth. Featuring new and existing exhibits and displays, new Omnitheater experiences, events, and more. More information about planning your extraterrestrial trip today at smm.org.